Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tonight, it's all about boobs. So who better to talk about it than two dudes? It's the Real Housewives of OC here at AfterBuzz TV, The Breast Intentions.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV panel for The Real Housewives of OC. And there's a lot of fake apologies going on, so I think this song is pretty fitting. You guys can find me on Twitter at It's Grant's Rants. And on my podcast, you know Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. And guest host hosting alongside me tonight,
DJ Richie Sky. You guys can, you know, stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
There you go. And if you watch Potomac Housewives, if you watch Dallas, you know him.
You'll see me.
Yes, a real genuine OC fan is in the house to talk about this season. And we want to get your fresh perspective on this season because a lot of people are talking about it, the good, bad, and in between. So how are you feeling at this point? We're 11 episodes in, kids.
I feel like we're 11 episodes in and we are on episode one or two.
Yeah. It could start here.
From a typical RHOC like season, I feel like this season has been kind of off because the ladies have been so stagnant. Mm-hmm. It's just felt like a very disjointed season so far. So it's good to see that all the ladies are at one event.
Finally.
And we see what happens when they interact. And honestly, they didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
Nobody disappointed.
Right. No, I think a lot of people pulled their weight. Even Peggy. And I want to get into it with Peggy because I teased this that I want to be able to grade her. And I want to be able to say, like, all right, where are we with her? Like, you know, I've just been saying forever, the jury's out on Peggy. But we're now 11 episodes deep. I mean, we have to just at some point say, is she working or is she not? I don't really totally enjoy her. Surprise, and everyone probably figures that. But I mean, now looking at next week, I'm like, okay, maybe I need to like be a little bit more patient. Do I have to judge this woman so quickly and so harshly? But so far, I mean, I'm just like, it's been Peggy has her individual 20-minute digital short going on, and then it's the rest of the ladies talking about real stuff on the show. So I'm like, all right, where do you fit into this? But tonight, I guess she made her maybe second step in.
It's interesting because I think she has a unique perspective coming from like an outsider in the group. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of difficult because I feel like she doesn't have a true, genuine connection with like one of the main players.
Yeah, that's true.
Outside of Lydia, and even that's up for debate because I really don't know how good of friends they were beforehand. It seems like they just kind of met for the magazine. So I don't really know. It's just hard to tell. Right. She needs to develop some history with some of them first.
Yeah.
And not Lydia.
Maybe I should give her some credit. Yeah, maybe I should give Peggy some credit. Because, yeah, I mean, this is season 12. There's a lot of history here.
Exactly.
Years
clearly.
Years of screaming. So I'm like, all right, maybe, where could she latch onto? I mean, yeah, coming in on Lydia's coattails is tough. Because Lydia's coattails are like this big. They're like tiny. Like there's not much.
She has no coattails. She was here one season.
Yeah.
And then she left. In my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I just feel like she's come back this season with definitely a lot more personality, a lot more forthright. But I just don't enjoy her perspective. Yeah. I'm not going to say I don't like her. I just don't enjoy her perspective thus far.
Yeah.
Mostly because I love Shannon.
Okay. Yeah, I really don't care for her that much. And I wasn't excited to have her back, so I came in.
I wasn't either. Who was jumping for joy in the casting room when they said that? I would have rather had Gretchen back. I mean, she was at least entertaining.
Right. I always said there's always room for Gretchen on the show. Love her or hate her, like, she will play the game.
Exactly.
And she's got the history, so... Lydia, though, well, I was a little tough on her last week when I commented on her reaction over at the Drag Queen Bingo. And, you know, a commenter mentioned, you know, that it was unfair that I had that opinion about her being a little off because she still went and participated and did it. And while she wasn't the most comfortable, she still showed up and made an effort. And, you know, she wasn't too judgmental. So, yeah, you know, she's right. At least she made the effort and did it. I mean, I don't know. I don't like the complaining because you're getting paid to do this stuff.
It's difficult for me to understand her perspective because I don't want to necessarily get into a discussion about Christianity because I'm also a Christian. So I get the perspective. I just understand that even if that's your point of view, you are called to go into every situation and be who you are and be a light. Mm-hmm. If you can't be a light, what is your purpose?
Okay.
If you're going to shrink and be upset and have to run from every situation, you're not being a light. So it just bothers me.
Okay.
Big time when she complains about every little thing. But in the next scene, you're talking about chopping somebody's balls off.
It's a little selective.
You know, it's kind of like you pick and choose what you want. And then
the birth control is a good example.
Exactly. Yeah. So whatever fits you and what your belief is, then it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get to her later because she did something else that really royally pissed me off that just kind of added to that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it with this boob cast. Kelly's outside with her boobs out getting a cast done just so she can see the size of what she used to have that she no longer wants. Like, what?
Can I say that Kelly amuses me this season?
Yeah.
I'm starting to like her a little bit more. I didn't like what happened last week with the whole, Eddie situation. I didn't like that. But I'm enjoying her more this season. So what I found more interesting was the fact that this house, which I love, by the way, is right next to a parking lot or something.
Yeah,
so that's all I kept seeing in the background was like, God, I wonder how many people are looking at her breasts right now.
I know. I don't think she cares. I don't think she has any concern. The neighbor
just rubbing them. Yeah. And just
the neighbor is like, oh, not those two.
Like, is this some softcore porn right now that we're watching?
That's kind of true.
It was just the way it was happening. It was just like, wow, this is intimate. But the setting kind of threw it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the outside setting, the bright daylight.
What did she use? Like muslin fabric and like a plaster of Paris? Like, I want to know what they were doing.
Like, I've never seen this done before.
Yeah, I don't know for what reason they would need it. But, I mean, okay.
They should take that procedure over to Lydia and have them do it on her husband so that, before his junk is removed, right?
Yeah, yeah. And memorialize it in this house. Oh, speaking of her, her and Tamara get together, and it's all about the fallout of the gay rumors at the party, the birthday party. I mean, that birthday party got more damn airplay, even on this show. We had Gretchen and Slade in here last week, and they had a lot to say about Tamara.
I need to go back and watch that because I remember you said it last week and I was like, oh my God, I need to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot said. Take what you will from everything. I mean, it is what it is, but we heard their perspective. They were our guests. Right. So we let them, fill us in.
Right.
But yeah, so they were at the party and they didn't see what Gretchen didn't seem like it was a setup. She really just said it was more like we were just, came out.
Who invited Ricky? Did she invite him or did Vicky invite him? Because Vicky said she did not invite him.
That's true.
So I'm like, okay, well, if you didn't invite him, how did he get to your party?
Right. I don't know if they came together. I can't remember. It was said, and I just totally remember. But yeah, I mean, he had to get there somehow.
Convenient.
Yes. So Tamara was offended that they were there. And, Tamara really can't have an opinion on who's at Vicky's house. But, of course, it's attacking her husband, so she feels like she can. She got rid of Ricky when he was weird to her after she didn't invite him to the baptism in the in-ground pool, so that never happened. So Vicky is having this intercut conversation. Tamara's having this intercut conversation, but Vicky's talking to her daughter, and I think her daughter spoke for all of us when she said, oh, my God, who cares?
I feel like Brianna has been speaking for us for 12 seasons.
So true. The only real human in the OC. I love her. She's like, just fix it or don't. What I mean?
I absolutely love her. And if anybody was going to be in charge of mending that friendship, I say it should have been Brianna from the start. Not that I say I think it's almost completely unfixable at this point, but it should have been Brianna and not Lydia.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like they just threw Lydia in. Yeah. This is your role, but
I think it's fixable because of the show. I think that Tamara will realize that she's got to just give Vicky what she wants. Vicky's she's covered her ass so many times by saying she's tried. So she's not going to be able to do anything. It's up to Tamara. Tamara's the one that's, I think, and Shannon, which we'll get into. But I think eventually she'll realize that it's for her own popularity and place on the show that she'll have to do it.
Mm.
So I don't know. We'll see.
That I struggle with that, though. Yeah. I really struggle with it from, like, the real perspective, like, the real person perspective, and then the show perspective. the actual person, like Tamra herself, mm-hmm. I'm sure that if all of this stuff that's happening is true, then it's hard to get over. But then as the person who's on the show, who's being, you know, essentially paid to have your life play out, you have to at some point, because we've seen it, when you don't interact with the cast, it's a horrible show.
Yeah.
And I mean, sorry, I hate to say that, but it's not been as great as it could have been this season.
No, I agree.
You know, Shannon has given us some moments, but I needed more.
Yeah. Yeah. God, with Tamra, I don't know. I feel like for her, this show really is her life in a way. So I feel like she lives her life around the show as opposed to living, you know, the show around her life.
Right.
That's the difference that I think with her. Mm-hmm. So I think once she realizes that she's got to make a change here with this dynamic, I think she was like, no, this girl doesn't need to be best friends with Vicky. I mean, they can do what they want. But I mean, I feel like, you know, I've had people in my life that I'm not interested in having a relationship with. But I mean, you know, we do what we got to do to like get around that. We don't share each other's secrets.
Exactly.
We're not going to each other's homes. I don't text these people.
Right.
You know, but you can still, if y'all get together in a group, we can sit and have a nice catch up.
You got to go to work.
There you go. You better work, bitch. So Shannon wants to speak with Lydia, but Lydia doesn't like her, and Lydia assumes that she doesn't like her, so I don't know.
Okay, I just want to comment again about Lydia. I'm not picking on her because I don't want anybody to think that I am. It's just that I feel like some of the things that she does are just bothersome to me. Like, I get why she might not like Shannon. I totally get it, but it just seems like she talks about her every single episode. Mm-hmm. Every single episode I'm watching, and I'm just waiting for Lydia to say something about her. And she does.
Yeah.
It never fails.
Yeah, it's true. She does. Yeah, I don't know this Lydia. I don't know. I'm just season's a struggle with this. It is, and I love the show, but the season I'm not loving, so it's tough. And I think it's general. And I think even last week, even Andy was like, I watched Happens Live, and they were talking about the rumors, and he's like, oh, it's like another season or another Housewives with people making gay rumors about husbands. How original.
Like, when does that end? And I think we talked about this last week too. It's like, that is the most, like, first of all, it's disgusting on a lot of levels, because I feel like what they're attempting to do is the disgusting thing. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make this seem, they're trying to make someone being gay seem bad.
Yeah, and out someone in the process.
Out someone in the process, but then also insinuate cheating. That's the part that I have a problem
with. Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because then you're kind of creating a situation where it's like, we're looking at this man as being unfaithful.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, I want to say with Vicky, I'm like, you know, maybe she did just repeat a rumor. It's apparently was a very common rumor for all intents and purposes.
But why would you repeat that?
Especially if you want to be friends with this girl.
This is, you know, my thing is, you know, even if we, it's almost like if you heard something about me and you came and said it on camera, like, how, like,
right.
How would we work?
I know. I just thought about this thing with the party, though. You know, I can understand why Tamara's pissed.
Because,
you know, it's not about just Vicky sending out invites or like a paperless post. It's about production and about who's sending these releases to show up. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, now I can understand why she's a little bit more pissed, because it's like, maybe Vicky didn't invite these two troublemakers to her party, or whomever, however you want to refer to Ricky and Gretchen. But yeah, maybe she didn't invite them, but like, you know, someone came to her with a list and said, this is who we can get. We're paying this person a rate, and this is why they're coming on. And that's it. So, I mean, maybe it's beyond that, but they're not going to show that on this show. God forbid we break the fourth wall with production, but we can all see through it.
Well, the thing about it is,
I see through all of the stuff.
Vicky has a hand in that, because and even in her confessional, because I'm assuming that's filmed afterwards, you're sitting here recalling the story and you're saying, ooh, tell me more. So it's kind of like, you know, what is your angle here? You know what I'm saying? And then a couple of episodes ago, you said you wanted to punish Shannon and Tamra for not being your friends.
What does that mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I would love to hear what Tamra has to say about this. I feel like she would go off.
Tamra, you need to come on the show.
I know. I want
to
know. Like,
come on the show.
You know, we had Gretchen. I want to hear, and I'd love to have Vicky on too. Obviously,
I would love to have Vicky on too, because despite all of the drama, I actually like Vicky. Vicky's the person that made me start watching Housewives.
I like Vicky. I do. Because she was I get always
asking, does she work? Does she work? Every single time, like they had a new girl on, does she work? Does she work? Does she work?
And sometimes the husbands. Yeah.
You know, I loved it. I think she's crazy in a good way, but, you know, I don't know. I would love to hear her perspective on that.
Yeah. I don't want to have to wait for the reunion. I want to know what's going on because it's so much playing out in social media and these people are still like at each other's throats. Mm. So I want to know. So Shannon, with her restaurant, she has assembled this dream team and she's, you know, going through everything about if it's going to work out and that she's feeling like she has to be happy whether David's interested in her or not. And that was a very odd line to put out there.
But to me, this was the pivotal moment for Shannon and I think in her story on the show. Because most of the drama that she's been in has revolved around her and David. Mm-hmm. And it is nice to finally see her say that regardless of whatever happens, this is her thing and this is what's going to make her happy outside of that. To me, little scene was so worth it because it showed us there's a light to me at the end of the tunnel for her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where if he decided to leave today or she decided to leave, she's going to be okay. Because she has her own thing going.
Yeah.
You know, so I really enjoyed that moment for her. I was happy for her in that moment.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good thing. I think it could only help her, I hope. I mean, it's a tough business, but...
Girl, learn something about technology.
Ugh. I know. I don't get these people who are so proud of the fact they know nothing. I mean, like... Don't you feel ignorant a little bit?
I think sometimes once you get older, and I'm not calling her old, but I'm saying I think that sometimes when people get older, they have this like refusal to accept
That's what's
happening with technology. It's like it's not going anywhere. It's gonna get worse.
Yeah. Well, it'll only help you. I mean, you're doing business.
You will own a restaurant. You're gonna need Wi-Fi.
Yeah. No, the Wi-Fi. What about the kids?
Think about the kids.
I know. You can't have an iPad, I can tell you that, if you don't have Wi-Fi. I mean, you can't have you can't be carrying around a computer for work.
And this is going to sound horrible, but if you don't have Wi-Fi, how is David supposed to watch porn? Listen, guys, watch it.
Yep.
You can't restrict those things.
I know.
Keep the man happy.
I know these people are walking around with Ethernet cords. Like, I mean, that's all I can picture is like these big, long, like the phone jack going in the wall. Like, that is just not going to work. Nope. I mean, I did that my freshman year, and that was 2009. I mean, like, let's not do this anymore.
No one's doing that anymore.
No. Her kids. Like, can you imagine the kids?
Oh, my God. What are they doing?
Oh, Lord. So this volleyball party starts, and everyone walks through the parking lot to get there, to get to the beachfront property that Kelly lives at. Wrong.
The house is amazing looking from back.
It's very white. Like, even when they were fighting later, like, there were no lines. Like, there was no point of view or depth. It was just, like, a random chandelier hanging, like, almost like a studio. You know what I mean? It was very, very white, which I like. But I mean,
it's kind of like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
I imagine Shannon's restaurant to look like that. I don't know why.
I don't know. She's got all these things with lemons, and then I don't know what it's going to be. What is it called? Nature or something?
I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to go back.
It wasn't very catchy. I don't know if I like the name. But anyway, I would still go. So Megan is not invited to the volleyball party.
Aww.
But I was like, okay, are we going to have to, we're going to have to see her interact with the baby? We did.
I mean, In case anyone forgot, Megan had a baby.
Yep.
And she has a nanny.
Yeah, who's also her cousin. They changed the name. Everyone said Megan's nanny or Megan's cousin. It's like...
I just kept thinking about the Cheerios or whatever they were eating because I was hungry. That was the highlight of that scene for me.
I mean, we've seen... I get that a lot of these people, especially with women's television, they love the idea of like a new mom. Like, they love highlighting that. But we've seen it now for 11 weeks. Like, she wasn't at the party. It would have been okay if Megan missed an episode. You know what I mean? It would have been okay. But
are you saying she's not relevant?
There's a few people who could be friends of. She's one of them. Definitely. Let's talk about this party. So Vicky arrives full of anxiety. Tamara's nervous. She'd rather have an enema full of nails. There's a visual, horrible, Kelly is very proud of herself that she's in good terms with everybody. She's on good terms.
I'm happy for Kelly, too.
Yeah.
Finally.
Except Megan, but I don't know. I think that's salvageable.
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah.
It should be.
So Tamara asks Peggy if she's close with Vicky. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, what is this about? You know, is it just because she's there and we got to do it for the cameras? Like, I want to know, like, what is she, like, why does she care?
She's team building.
Oh, yeah, because she's getting numbers. She, like, basically, maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe she's
I'm a Tamara fan, too, so, yeah. Like, I don't take that the wrong way, but...
Maybe she's saying, like, did she screw you yet? Are you still on good terms? Like, maybe she's, like, probably. Doing a litmus test.
Mm, when is it going to happen?
Yeah. So, you know, Peggy says that they are friendly, and Tamara mentions that the guests at the party were really offensive to her at the birthday party, and she wants to know, I heard there was a roundtable discussion about me. I'm like, all right, relax, relax.
Interestingly enough, what I noticed about that was Peggy looked up and noticed that Vicky was looking, and then she looked down, and then she said, I'm the same with her that I am with you.
Oh, I missed that. It must have been note-taking.
I'm watching that, Peggy. I'm watching her.
Okay.
Because I can't quite...
We need that.
You know, we can't quite figure you out, Peggy.
That's true. I mean, I don't know if you're coming or going or if you're going to light up or what.
You can't figure Shannon out. We can't figure you out.
Let's there you go. So Peggy says that she needs... Tamara just needs to find a mutual understanding with Vicky and that she doesn't want to keep talking about the same thing over and over.
Now, that we can agree on.
Yes. I never thought I'd like Peggy in that moment as much as I did.
It's hard because I feel like every time we could possibly get to a better place, it seemed like there was going to be, you know, some forward movement with the two of them maybe having lunch or something like that. And then Vicky has the party and the invited or uninvited guests come and they just screw the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I blanked
out. So now we have to continue talking about
it. Oh, over and over. Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Well, you know, this party was for the upcoming breast reduction that Kelly is getting. There was a lot of doctors on this show, so let's talk about this quick live read here. And support for this podcast comes from ABC, presenting the new drama, The Good Doctor, from David Shore, the creator of House, so he knows his medicalness of it all. So a young doctor with autism and savant syndrome will use his extraordinary genius to save lives and challenge the skepticism of his colleagues. It's one of the fall's most anticipated new shows, according to ABC. It stars Freddie Highmore and Richard Schiff. The Good Doctor premieres tonight, which is a Monday night, and new episodes will appear on Mondays at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central Time on ABC.
That's a good time for... I love anything that comes on at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, usually pretty good, yeah.
It's usually my bedtime, like, TV watching.
Yeah. This probably reminds me of, like, after The View in the old days. They used to have, like, when the soaps were on, when ABC had the soaps, they were, like, except for General Hospital, they were, like... This old man is like, today on General Hospital, and it was like on ABC, and it was like the word, you could tell it was like a retired like voiceover guy. They're like, we'll give him daytime. So that reminds me. So yes, The Good Doctor on ABC. Anyway, let's talk about the not so good idiots of the OC. Tamara cries at this point, and it's like, oh my god, Tamara's bawling, she's crying. What's going on? She's confused. She needs to understand why is she so hurt by Vicky? No one can understand. And then so, you know, like they're getting in her head. You know, they're like, maybe you should go talk to her. She's thinking about it. And then Shannon enters.
Okay. I know I'm gonna probably get some flack on this, but I like Shannon's position. Shannon, good, bad, or indifferent, she is the definition of a loyal friend.
To a fault, though.
To a fault, but I relate to that because I'm probably that extreme myself.
Okay.
I would be the Shannon in that situation. So I get it to a certain degree. It's kind of like I'm going to have my friends back, and I know if you're crying to me every day about something or a lot about it. And if I have to hear this all the time, and you say now you want to go back and talk to this person, I'm like, are you serious?
All right.
We just talked about this 20 times because I called you 20 times. We're not going to do this today.
That's true. They do talk often. I don't know. To me, I feel like I'm viewing it probably as it's edited, as she's poisoning Tamara against Vicky. The minute there's like a crack and she's like, maybe I should do something, Shannon's right there to like pour the acid on that thought. You know what I mean? Like, no, you're not doing that. She's a bitch. She's horrible. She lied. Like, well, you hate her. You're stronger than this. And it's like, oh, I mean, you know, I wonder if you eliminated all that noise, if you could actually come to a conclusion about something when you have someone that's constantly filling your mind. But I get it. I mean, if that's I mean, we've seen it the other way. To your defense, what you're saying, we've seen Tamara the other way. Like, they feed off that energy. They remind each other of how horrible she is. She's dead to Tamara. You know, one minute she's dead to her, then the next minute she's like, you know, maybe we should talk. And I was like, when are they going to have that one-on-one?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting because I felt like before this, everybody was kind of getting along for the sake of getting along, which actually was pretty cool. It seemed like Shannon and Vicky were coexisting, maybe not interacting, but coexisting. I do think that now in the best interest of that dynamic, that conversation should have happened at a later date and time. Mm-hmm. But that's not what happened.
Yeah. No.
You know?
Right.
And exactly. I feel like that just set up a firestorm of disaster. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Lydia's right when she says that it's just Shannon that is jealous that no one's coming to her saying she needs to make up with Vicky? Is that why she's so protective of making sure Tamara doesn't do anything against her?
I think with the incident that they keep referencing in the flashback is that Shannon was saying she's also hurt me too. So if she needs to be talking to anybody or apologizing, she should apologize to me too. That's how I took it. But I think it would suit everyone's purpose if Shannon stayed out of it, because whether they're going to be friends or not, Tamara has to come to that conclusion on her own.
Yeah, that's their relationship.
But I think that Shannon's perspective is, I don't want to see my friend hurt because I know what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that's what's going
to
happen. I mean, yeah. We saw Vicky.
Makes sense
we
to
saw
me.
That in action last episode. Vicky will say one minute, hey, oh my God, I miss her. And then in the second, Lydia just said it tonight. How could she do that and then do this?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, she was confused about the guests.
It's difficult to say, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Kelly tells Vicky to talk about how the birthday party thing came to be, the invites. And Vicky doesn't want conflict and says, like, there's not going to be any resolution, so we're not going to do it. And I was like, all right, I get it. I understand. But I could see in Tamara's eyes that she was, like, putting her words together. Like, I figured, like, she could have really done something. And they did, eventually. Tamara's pulled in different directions. Well, I mean, it barely counted. But, yeah, I mean, they fought in the bedroom on either side of the bed. It was, like, 2-on-2. And I don't know. I mean, Vicky announced right away she had nothing to do with Ricky coming to the party. And she literally drags Kelly onto her side of the bed.
See, my thing about the whole situation was I felt like there had been a text exchange between Shannon and Vicky that we really got very little information on, where apparently Tamara went off on Vicky about that whole incident. So to the viewer, it almost seemed like Vicky just kind of came storming in, you know, like a bull, and was the person doing all the yelling. Like,
right.
You were not the person who was offended here. Like, why are you yelling?
Mm-hmm. Well, she probably still thinks she could still be the one that could easily be offended by Tamara. I mean, well, talk to her. Yeah.
Vicky, so, the victim.
Yeah. Oh, it's.
I was.
These two women are never going to back down. Like, I mean, I was
proud of Tamara, though.
Yeah.
She stayed very calm. She learned how to win an argument.
Yeah, she didn't scream.
She did not scream. Yeah. She didn't get out of control. I was like, okay, this is a new side of her.
Vicky did say that Tamara conquered and divided all of her friends. And I'm like, okay, when they say friends are like this group of women, that usually means the housewives. So right. I'm like, you know, is it our friends or is it the housewives, which is part of her livelihood? You know, Vicky makes a lot of money doing this show. She's been doing it for 12 seasons. So I'm like, all right, maybe, you know, does she feel like as a personal attack on her financially? And then she talked about how she did call her a con woman and it could have affected her business. So, I mean, of course, it always goes back to business with Vicky. It's just so messy. I mean, at what point do you say, all right, we're going to have to just have a stalemate here? Because, like, you're pulling a stunt. I said this. Like, you know, I'm going to come. I have this information. You have that information on her. Like, at what point do you just say, look, we have to stop?
I just feel like there should be some type of boundary. Like,
yeah.
There has to be an understanding of where we are and are not going to go. Like, have you ever, like, you've seen the person that gets into an argument and they immediately take it to, like, the lowest point possible in order to seem like they're winning versus just staying on task with the argument? I feel like if they did a lot more of that, then we wouldn't have the problems that the hatred that we have, like, for each other on this show. Mm-hmm. particularly this show. Yeah. It just gets really, 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 really nasty.
Yeah. I mean, Shannon's screaming, and then she's like, well, you don't affect me anymore. I'm not bothered by you. And I don't know if that's true. Like, I mean, you know, I think Shannon was very proud that she had that moment, but I don't know how real it was. You know, that's all they can talk about. I mean, they really have such anger towards her. If you really didn't feel any way, you'd be like, whatever, she's here. I'll say hello, and that's all I'm going to do.
Right.
That would be me. Yeah, and same. I mean, that's...
At this point.
Yeah, at this point, whatever. We're on the same show. We have to... I mean, how the hell are we going to go from this to all these people going away on a vacation together? Like, you know, how are they going to make Lydia's us believe that? Lydia's
probably going to organize a peacekeeping mission to Iceland.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. I can't with her. No, I mean, but really, though, you know, it's always like these friends' trips, these girls' trips. These women are not traveling together. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It's just for the show. Just say it's a cast trip. You know what I mean?
They can't say that.
It drives me crazy. Stop fooling around people's intelligence. We know that this is part of the contract, that they have to go somewhere in the world and fight in a hotel for like 4 nights. Like, we just know, you know? I mean, we've seen it. So, please. Oh, I don't
know. Although last season's cell phone footage fight was really dynamic. I love
that. Well, we're still coming off of that. That's about the last thing. That and throwing the plates. And Megan had a baby. That's where we are. Lydia is looking to be the mediator. And, of course, Peggy's right there. Peggy's inserting herself. So I'm like, okay, I'm noticing. I'm checking.
I was like, good. Go into the room.
I know. Go a little further. She was at the doorway. There was that house is strange. There's all these stairs.
There's an elevator.
Yeah. Like, apparently Tamara missed the whole upcoming fight because she was on one level of the staircase. Like, wait, how is this house put together? I don't understand all these stairs. Vicky says that she never lied about cancer. I mean, here we go. Oh, this is what I'm saying. It's the same things. So she never lied about cancer. And then she bring it up again. I'm going ballistic. So then, Shannon couldn't hold back.
She didn't. I loved it.
Right in her face. So then Vicky threw David in her face about, oh, well, you know, I announced stuff on David, and I know that I have proof on this, and he beat you.
Oh, my God.
And friggin' Lydia's like, well, that went horribly. I'm like, well, yeah, this is why stop calling yourself the friendship whisperer. You're not, you know,
you can't even
moderator.
Make friends on this show.
You're not a moderator. Now, I can see now that we're going to get, they hate on Lydia. Well, you know what? I'm calling it like I see it. She is not that great as she talks herself up to be.
Oh. What? You know what? The people will say that about me if I say
Oh, who cares? No, but I'm just saying, like.
Well, we got to tell the truth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm analyzing what I'm given, and I'm not seeing this girl making any big, you know, peacemaking Gandhi moves. I'm not
either.
So, sorry. I don't know what else to say.
Bring
this
back Alexis.
Me up. Oh my God, I love that one. I love like a good delusional. You know what I mean? Like we need that.
I do too. She's fun.
A level of delusional. Well, I wonder what she would do with all these fights. I wonder how she would fare with all of this. I don't think she would get along with Shannon because those two are just too opposite. Or some might say
you know,
too similar.
No one gets along with Shannon at first.
That's true. Unless if you're
they
calling
eventually
her
20
come times
around.
A day. So Vicky says that she doesn't lie over and over.
Oh my God. Cue the flashback.
Yep. Yeah. I fabricated because I wanted a casserole. All right. All right, Vicky.
I might have lied for some food, too, at one point in time. Vicky, it's fine.
I mean, Vicky's hard to... She's hard to defend, but I have a respect for Vicky.
Yeah, I
you
mean,
know what I
mean? Absolutely love her to death, but she has done some things that are just kind of crazy.
Yep. But it's because there's not an angel on the show. We'd be like, all right, it's
no,
time for you to move on.
We
like,
need multi-dimensional people.
Totally. Flawed characters.
Exactly.
Yes. So, what else can we say that went on? There was a lot of back and forth.
A lot.
Tamara tells the girls that she tried to hash it out, and they're like, well, did you though? Like, you know, like, she's like, no, I did. We talked. So then Peggy says to Shannon, oh, you're something else. I'm like, oh, we could all see where this was going.
Oh, no.
This is going to be a flashback where Shannon's now questioning her relationship with Peggy, which there's no relationship. Peggy's barely on the show. I mean, baby Aspen gets more airtime than Peggy. I'm not kidding. Oh, Lord.
Gina gets more airtime than Peggy.
I love Gina. I'm still upset that she left this show. Can I be honest? Like, that scene where she shut the light switch. Do you remember? And okay, I'm done with the Housewives and all the drama. And I was like, this is before, like, I was, like, on the internet reading. I was like, no, you can't be done. And then I found out later it was because they didn't pay her what she wanted to make. Ooh. That's why she left the show. And it was mid-season. It was contracts. She shot, like, 3 episodes, and then they couldn't finalize the contract. This is all alleged. This is what I've read.
Ooh, I love a backstory.
And this is, it was about money, apparently, allegedly. So, I don't know. I mean, it bothers me because I want her on the show because she's a classic grade A shitster.
I never understood why she wasn't back. Yeah. Seems like she wants to be back.
Vicky needs the numbers. She has history with Tamra, too, because of how Simon was friends with her and they took the sides of the divorce.
I love that epic drink toss.
I'm saying Gina is a founding mother of this show. We need to, I mean, look.
She would have been a better conduit for that friendship than Lydia.
Than Lydia.
Have.
This is what I'm saying. Oh, we've given a lot of ideas. Alexis. Gretchen. Gina. I mean, Lynn Curtin with those daughters. I mean, you know what I mean? At this point, I'm kind of curious. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, Lynn. Poor Lynn.
Oh, they want to go with these young moms, which is fine, but like, you know, I mean.
Poor innocent Lynn.
But Peggy, what do you do? I know. I don't know if Lynn still knows what's going on.
Bring back Peggy number one. Do
yeah,
that.
I don't even know. She's another one, though. I don't remember anything she did.
She had more airtime than this Peggy.
She slept with Alexis's husband before they were married. That was about it. I love how they're so religious, and it's so incestuous all at the same time. Oh, you got to love the OC. I mean, you know what I mean? We're making the most of this season, but the show overall itself is just so chock full of a mess. I love it. So, yeah, well, then we talk about this. Then they're talking about boobs. Who has real? Who has fake? And then Shannon can't even get over the fact that she said, well, you're something else. Well, I want to know, what does that mean? Like, you got to let it go. I knew she wasn't going to let that go.
Duh.
I knew it. So Lydia is very embarrassed and upset to discuss her boob job that she had done years ago.
Why discuss it? And she's, you know, this was the most ludicrous thing that she could have said.
Go.
I don't want to discuss that here with these men here while I'm in a bathing suit. What? You're covered up. The hat is covering your face and your boobs. What are you talking about?
And your husband is there. These are all married men. Like, what are you so embarrassed
about?
No one
cares. I didn't even know that you had boobs.
I know. I know. I don't understand this. I really don't understand what she's talking about, why she's so embarrassed. Then why would you get it done? Then, so you know, like, a lot of people live saying they didn't get any work done, and they're sitting there looking like a candle.
Just don't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Right? Just say, oh, I never got them done. Because it's not like she's got triple G's, where it's like, all right, bitch, we know that those aren't real. Like, it's passable. You know what I mean?
You could have just remained silent.
Exactly. Exactly. Tamra is now squeezing Shannon's leg. And this brings on a whole new realm to the episode. And apparently, Lydia took this as extremely offended that they were goofing on her getting a boob job. Clearly a misunderstanding.
She completely overreacted.
So overreacted.
And I felt like when she realized that she overreacted, she was like, oh, I'm done with this situation now. I'm done with you. Because I felt like she was embarrassed that she was in the wrong.
She should be, though. I mean,
she should be.
She should be like, all right,
sorry,
I overreacted.
She went through that whole thing and never just said, you know what? I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Now, someone might say, well, it was really rude of those two to be under the table, like,
well,
you know, tapping
each other.
They were
talking about Peggy.
Well, that I can excuse. But still, though, to do it in someone else's house and do that, I mean, whatever. I mean, they're close, and it is what, I mean, it's not the worst thing Housewives have done.
Right.
Let's be real. I mean, you know, it's probably not the best classy moment, but, I mean, you know, we're dealing with some people on the show that aren't exactly the picture of class.
I just thought it was great that Shannon was actually whispering with Kelly.
There you go.
Like, that's improvement.
Yes. Yes, in like 2 episodes time. 3, actually, but yes. So Shannon maintains that it really was about Peggy, and then so she said, I'm done with you, and that's all you have to do, because Shannon has this rejection complex. Understandably, she really is afraid of being rejected.
I never really thought about it like that.
I get it. I mean, she's barely held on to her marriage. Now, at this point, she's coming out the other side of this honeymoon phase where she's feeling rejected again.
Yeah.
She's rejected by Vicky, you know, and in a very public way. We have to remind everyone that she, I mean, you know, she's on the show. It's not like, you know, people are asking about it every time she gives an interview, when she's writing her Bravo blog, like, you know, why What Happens Live? Like, she's really torturing herself. You know, you don't need to go through all this.
I do sometimes feel like she is her own worst enemy in that regard, because I feel like sometimes the more you talk about something, the bigger it seems and the bigger then it becomes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I've never been married. I don't know what that's like. You know, but we've all had the bad relationship. We've all felt neglected, and I get it. But I want her to continue to take that positive perspective, because I do see it now. I do think it is some sort of maybe rejection complex.
Yeah, that she was shut down by her. Yeah, she was shut down by her, and it's like, very, you know, Shannon is like, no, then so she's like, Tamara, now. Now, I need you over now. And I'm like, oh,
and Shannon
Lord.
Just wants to eat her boob cake. I mean,
you know, Tamara, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, that's when you notice these relationships are getting a little strange. When Tamara's on that short of a leash, when even she's saying, like, oh, she's calling me, like now. This is, like, the third time out of 10 in one day. Like, that's way too much. I mean, I would feel claustrophobic in a relationship like that. It's too codependent.
I was about to use that exact same word. It seems like it's probably getting there, where they both are relying on each other a lot to get through this experience. And it's just,
yeah. I have to say, the highlight of the show was Shannon yelling, I'm tired of being accused of squeezing legs. You are always, and just in the thick of it, always in a mess. I love, that's a line I might take and use on my podcast. I like that one. I'm going to go back. So Lydia leaves after, like, struggling to get out of there. I mean, she literally was, like, on her hands and knees, like, begging to leave. There was nothing she could have said. There was nothing she could have said to have ended that conversation on an up note.
I mean, sorry.
Well, I guess,
There could have been the, you know what, I didn't realize that.
But I feel like Shannon has a hard time coming down from that.
Shannon does have a hard time.
You know what I mean?
Down.
So it's like, how do you be like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm done. It's like, Heather Dubrow, we're done. Please leave. I'm asking you
leave. Leave my home.
Like, that's kind of the only thing. You just had to chop it off.
And they're saying, wow, wow, wow.
Love that moment. You know, if you listen to Grant's Rants, you know that moment is on every week. I play that every week. Oh, I love it. So Shannon's very upset about even talking about boob jobs. Like, she's so upset that she mentioned it, and she tried to just, you know, find a common ground to bond with Lydia. So, the whole thing's a mess. And so she's sad that Tamara didn't have her back. She said, well, I had your back in the bedroom. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, she did. She was there, and she was like, I'm, you know, she believes that she was there as the plus one for the backup. But, I mean, I don't know. Was Tamara wrong to be stuck on a staircase somewhere missing the conversation?
Well, I here's the thing. Comparatively speaking, she didn't have her back. In the sense of, if Shannon is looking for the same level of support that she's providing, she didn't get that. Even Kelly noticed that. If Kelly has your back and you don't, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, because Kelly was basically the one who diffused this conversation, because she was like, yeah, she really didn't say anything about you. It wasn't about you.
Yeah.
You know, Tamara probably could have cleared that up quicker.
Yeah, but let Shannon fight her own battles.
But I do think that for Tamara, it's like, I've just come off one situation. I just want a drink and some boob cake. Like, I just, like...
Yeah, it's been a stressful day for her, I guess. So.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was it. I mean, it ended pretty good. I mean, this one was a good show. I enjoyed this one.
It was. It has me really, really excited.
They all played a part in the episode.
They did.
Except Megan.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
She had some action last week.
Yeah. She'll be, was she yelling on the mountaintop or something last week?
Crying, sobbing.
Yeah, that is still unvisited. But next week, it looks like they're going to have a sit-down dinner.
Finally.
Everyone except Lydia, which is like, fine. You know what? We're good.
I had enough of her for tonight.
Yeah, I did too. What do you want to say? Do you want to predict or give any insight into next week?
You know.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Well, I'm excited to see what Peggy has in store for us next week. Because she looks like she's in the thick of it. Finally.
Finally. All right. This will be the week that I make my final decision. I'm going to come in like Judge Judy next week. And I'm going to rule in favor of somebody.
I'm really, really excited about that.
Yeah. I really want to see her do it. Like, earn your place. If not, you're going to be sitting on the end of that couch at the reunion. They're going to ask you about your plastic surgery, and then you're going to be done.
Yeah, and you're going to fall off the end of that couch.
yep.
We've seen it happen time and time again.
But I, you're right, though. We do need to cut her some slack. I mean, as far as being new to this group and new into this show, and she has to find her footing. I get it. I mean, you know, but we can look at someone like Kelly, who is brand new, and she found her footing real quick last season.
Well, there are the Kellys, there are the Dorindas, there are the, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the people will just come in and you're going to last.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like because this season has been so disjointed, maybe we can give her a little bit of like slack, because I feel like this is episode one. And so we'll give her episode two to decide whether or not she fits.
Okay. It's a special circumstances. So Peggy, I'm giving you an incomplete at this moment.
Exactly.
You're still listed as an incomplete. I wish I had some news and gossip for y'all. It's been a long work day for me, and I wrote the recap for The Real Housewives of Dallas that you can find if you watch.
I'm so excited about.
Yes, Dallas is giving me a lot of what the show isn't giving me, you know, with like that just ridiculousness and group activity and this
fun.
Yeah, fun. So, I mean, I'm interested in the show. We really didn't get too much of a chance last week to talk about the coming up promo for what's coming up for the rest of the season.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it looks good for this show.
It really, really, really does, finally. But you know what's so funny? That fight with Tamara and Vicky was huge, and I'm surprised that wasn't thrown in there.
Yeah, it was just a little bit more of the
Shannon and Lydia Vicky, stuff, which was kind of big, but not...
Right.
In terms of story, it seemed like the Vicky Tamara thing was
good.
There.
Keep some things for a surprise, you know? Like, I like to know there's more than what we're seeing. Because it's like, yeah, if we're just showing the highlights of all these scenes, it's like, that's not very exciting because we've seen them.
Very true.
So, yeah, I really want to see what's more. And I feel like it's all building up. I'm hoping that this trip to Iceland will happen sooner than later and not like the last three episodes, because I'm okay if we are spoon-fed some of these group scenes and then we get where they're forced to be in a hotel and they're forced to have like 8 meals a day together. Like, I'm fine with that if it happens sooner than later, but I mean, if it's going to be more of this catch and go, stop and go, one-on-one, you know, chasing each other around, I don't want to see that and then have two episodes in Iceland.
There's no more time to waste. No more filler episodes.
Amen.
Every single action from henceforth now until the end needs to be action-packed. I need to not be able to breathe during each episode.
Yes, yes. No floating.
Nothing.
Yes.
There's no room.
I love it. Same page. Oh, my God. I think we all can agree that we need, you know, it's time now. Like, you know, the season's in full swing. It's season 12 next week. I mean, episode 12, season 12 next week. Let's go. So with that said, you guys can leave us your comments below. We want to know what you think. I want to know what y'all think of Lydia's behavior in this episode.
I want to know, too, because I just felt like I was annoyed by her this entire episode. I've kind of been annoyed by her this entire season. I kind of liked her better the first season.
She's like an unwelcomed guest. Like, I don't dislike her. I just don't know why she's here. And like, I just feel like, you know, I mean, she's pulling her weight more than she did her first season, I will say.
She is. But and I think I'm it's annoyed. Actually good bit. That I dislike her this much.
Yeah, I guess at least you have an opinion about her.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just better than nothing.
Okay.
Just how I feel about Peggy. But she's still in that, like, I don't know, like, who are you? What are you doing? Like, why are you here? Like, mode, you know? So next week, though, I'm coming. I told you, Judge Judy will be here. Me. And I'm going to be making a final decision. So get ready. That and more coming up only here at AfterBuzz TV for the after show for The Real Housewives of OC. But in the meantime, please support us. Leave some comments. Give us a new review on iTunes if you'd like. I feel like this show has been on for a long time. I've been in this chair for a long time, and some of those reviews are tired. So let us know what you think. You know, we'll be back hopefully with the full panel next week.
Yay.
And you guys can find us then. Where can we find you, Richie?
You can find me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter.
And I put out a new episode of my podcast today, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. We're talking the new Big Brother that's coming out. I was talking about Cardi B and that other one, Nicki Minaj, and a couple different other things all in between. So check it out. That's Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk on YouTube. You can Google it. It's on all major podcasting platforms. We'll be back with more Housewives of OC to talk about. And tomorrow you can catch us talking about Real Housewives of Dallas. That and more coming up.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.